Intervju Radija Študent.
Lepo pozdravljeni v oddaji Ereš Intervju, kjer tokrat gostimo darkerskega trap izvajalca pod imenom 23. Model prihaja iz Avstralije, ustvarja in živi v ZDA. Trenutno pa se je za kratek čas ustavil v Sloveniji, ker je navsezadnje tudi močno povezan z domačim kolektivom Trash Gang. Večino njegovih komadov in videospotov lahko najdete na njihovem YouTube kanalu. Intervju bo potekal v angleščini. So yeah, let's switch to English. Australia born, working in the USA, currently in Slovenia for a while. Tell me, how are you doing? How have you been spending your time here in Slovenia?
I'm good, man. I've just been like seeing everything I can. It's such a different world. It's just interesting, I think. Like just walking around kind of thing, trying to go to different countries where I can. Yeah.
Yeah, you've been telling me before the interview. You went to Prague recently.
Yeah, I loved it there.
And you're playing also some traveling to do in Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's go through some basics first. How long have you been making music and how did you get into it?
I was in bands when I was like 15, 16. I've been making this kind of music since the start of 2018. Just because I just like rap music. Mm-hmm. But being in bands, I kind of got more into that kind of stuff, so it just kind of made sense. It's hard to work with four other people in a band when I can just do all this myself. Mm-hmm. It's just easy.
What kind of bands were you in?
Oh, like hardcore bands, uh-huh, like beatdown, so stuff like that.
Nice. Yeah, you said working by yourself. Did you ever also try producing?
A little bit, but I have friends that can do it so well that it just makes sense.
There's no need.
Yeah, exactly. I'd love to learn more, but I don't really listen to like a lot of underground stuff, so if I ever produce, it's more things that wouldn't fit me. It's just like things that I like doing, more like New York drill kind of stuff, mm-hmm. UK drill, stuff like that.
So yeah, as you said, you come from the underground scene. When starting, or even now, who were your main inspirations from underground or just hip-hop in general?
Again, like I'm aware of the underground scene, I think, but mm-hmm. I never got, like, I don't listen to it every day. So I guess anything from the underground would be, you know, like your standard, just like your Bones, Night Lavelle, people like Slug Christ, like just random people that I've kind of found, a lot of my friends, mm-hmm. just like anything that I see and looks cool, mm-hmm. I guess. But outside of that, like I said, I've been like more of a rap fan, like, I've been a Chief Keef fan since 2012.
Yeah, I saw the tag on your trousers.
Finally Rich was my favorite album, still to this day, like what?
Yeah, it's a classic.
9 years later, 8 years later, so things like that.
Yeah, he kind of birthed the whole scene, basically. Mm. Yeah, as you said, you come from a also not only hip-hop background, but also rock or punk inspired. What did you grow up listening, and do you still draw influences from rock?
I've got a few bands that I really like, more like hardcore bands, like Trapped Under Ice, like the Acacia Strain, things like that. But I guess I grew up listening to more hip-hop stuff. Like when I was a kid, it would have been more like Lil Wayne, even like Kanye, the whole Late Registration era. And then from there, just yeah, drill music for the most part, Chief Keef, anything Chicago. And then that kind of moved to, you know, UK, and now it's New York drill. Just that and like Atlanta hip hop and things like that.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, as I said, you're Australia born. What were the main reasons for living Australia? How's the scene there? How does it compare to US?
I don't think it does compare. Like I've got some friends who kind of do a similar style of music, but for the most part it would be, you know, like a lot of my friends were making more like typical Australian hip-hop or more like drill kind of things, so it made sense that it's easy in America. If I can get there and I can stay there, then I can just kind of go and actually play where my audience is instead of just being stuck on a whole other continent. And like I think the internet is, you know, the biggest influence for like growth. But being in person, I think, has the benefits too. So just being over there and having, you know, more access to everything.
Mm-hmm. So you have like a crew that you hang out with in Portland there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Online, I've seen you describe sometimes as metal trap or shadow rap. Do you agree with those descriptions, or would you even put a label on your style of music?
I think if I had to, would it be more like shadow rap? I don't really do much like, you know, trap metal, I guess. Mm-hmm. That seems, you know, more heavier, distorted, and I don't really like, I don't even listen to things like that very often, so I'd say shadow rap, if anything.
Mm-hmm. And how would you, I don't know, even understand that term? Can you describe it a little bit to the listeners?
Yeah, I guess just darker trap, like more, maybe more like emotive, a bit more like grimy, mm-hmm. things like that. Just a little bit more like eerie, mm-hmm. horror kind of stuff, but without going into that corny kind of horrorcore, like shit like that.
Did you ever listen to Memphis rap? Like what you're describing sounds very similar to the style, or something like Raider Clan, if you know them. Space
yeah,
Ghost
yeah.
Burp. It's kind of like same vibe.
I guess it was the same vibe, and then like the whole Memphis thing, you had 3-6 Mafia, things like that, but I never really listened to that, and I guess that's why I don't make as much of that same Suicide Boys style, because
the funk, you know, style.
I appreciate it and I'm very aware of it, but it wasn't my main focus.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, where does the name 23 come from?
I think it was just easy. My birthday is on the 23rd, so
which month?
August. So it just fit. Mm-hmm. I guess it was easy. It was better than, I didn't want to have something corny, and I felt like as much as it might be harder to search, it felt more me than trying to like appeal with an edgy name or something. I just didn't really care about doing that.
Mm-hmm. As you said about your name, I admit it can be kind of tricky looking you up online, but maybe that's also a tactic when it comes to your identity. You hide your face and name in music videos and on social media. It kind of reminds me of Grief, the producer, or more recently of Corpse, who blew up on Twitch and YouTube. Are there any special reasons to such mysteriousness?
When I played in bands, we just kind of used the mask thing because there was old bands, like there's a band from Chicago, it used to be called Villains, and they did the whole bandana thing. It just looked cool when we were like 15. But then as it grew into what I'm doing now, I just preferred to like keep my personal life and my music separate, and I like having that like anonymity to just be able to exist as a normal human. I very much value like privacy, mm-hmm. I think, and it just, I guess it kind of worked for the aesthetic without intentionally trying to, like, I think. And from what people have told me, it just keeps it more interesting, but it just kind of happened by accident, and I just stuck with it. Now I'm already, you know, a couple years into it, that it seems weird to just go backwards.
Yeah, do a face reveal.
Yeah, exactly.
As I said in the intro, you are connected to Trash Gang. How did you get in contact with them, and how does the connection work?
I've been working with them again since early 2018. It was just very natural. I think we just got connected on the internet and then developed more of a friendship as opposed to a business relationship, and just kept that going now. And it, again, first and foremost, I just see them as like, you know, people that I like as people. So it's cool that we can have that, but then also a mutually beneficial kind of working relationship, and they've done a lot for me and I'm super grateful for that. So I think now it just is what it is, you know. I came to Slovenia and was able to meet some of them after knowing them for a while, so it just kind of more developed that friendship, which I guess carries over into a working and business relationship.
Mm-hmm. And as you said before the interview, you're even staying with one of the guys from Trash Gang, right?
Yeah, right now, back and forth, it's just been super easy, and that's kind of why I chose here to be somewhat of a base for the next 3 months while I have to be out of America. It was just more natural. I knew people here already. I didn't have to go to a country that was completely foreign with people that I didn't know. So it just, yeah, made that transition slightly easier.
Mm-hmm. And besides Trash Gang, you're also working with a label or a collective called Hellhound Militia. Can you tell a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so it's just a group of friends, really. Like, they're my best friends.
So just, they are in Portland?
Yeah, Portland-based. But again, people have kind of come from different areas of the United States over there. And it's just, I feel like, again, it's just natural. Like, they're just my best friends, so it made sense to be a part of that collective. And, you know, I'm living with them, I see them every day, so why not, you know, try and push each other musically as well.
Mm-hmm. Do you also create together? I've seen you often work with, I don't know how to pronounce it correctly, Slen?
Slen,
is he a part of that?
No, he's someone I've known since I started making music from Sydney, like back home, and we haven't worked together recently, but we still have a solid friendship. So I think I'm glad that I got that, you know, regardless of whether we're kind of making music or not. It's just cool to have those friendships back home as well on a music level, as opposed to just, you know, my friends mm-hmm. who are just doing their own thing.
Yeah, so I was creeping through your Twitter profile. I found maybe some, how to say, anti-major label or commercial scene attitude. What are your opinions of the mainstream? Would you ever sign a deal like that, or would you like to remain mostly underground or independent?
I think I value my creative freedom too much. Like, I like doing what I want to do when I want to do it. It's because it's more comfortable for me. And I think if there was a right offer, you know, distribution wise, then sure, it's something I'd think about. But I've been offered things similar before, and it just wasn't right for me. But there's some people I've been talking to from Trash that, you know, that might further that business relationship. And I think something like that would be great, because we understand each other, again, as friends foremost. So it could be mutually beneficial, as opposed to just signing my rights to, you know, someone else. I can just keep my own creative freedom and own my own music, which is the biggest thing. I never want to give up ownership of my music for, you know, any amount of money.
Mm, and feel the pressure of the label.
Yeah, exactly.
Just in general. Speaking about the music scene, who would be your dream collab, be it rapper or producer? Is there anyone?
I don't know. It's not something that I really think about too much, because I guess a lot of my dream collabs are just to make cool music with my friends. But again, from not listening to a lot of stuff in the underground, I guess, you know, in terms of what would make sense, a lot of the people that I actually like wouldn't make sense. It might be a dream collab, like a Chief Keef or a Lil Baby or something, but
yeah, it wouldn't mix.
Exactly, it just wouldn't work. But, you know, I'm lucky that a lot of the people who I would want to make music with are people that I know in real life and have a friendship with, and, you know, we'll make music eventually. It's just not rushing things. I like doing things myself, again, so when it makes sense, all the things that I have talked about doing with my friends, they'll happen, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Watching your music videos on YouTube, there's a lot of anime scenes. I saw some stuff from classics like Death Note, Akira, Evangelion, Naruto, of course, some Junji Ito stuff, but also some more obscure anime series, I would say so, like Deadman Wonderland or Ergo Proxy, do you get a say in which anime is picked for a certain song, or is that all Trash Gang? Are you even into anime at all?
I am, and not to the extent where I've seen every single anime ever, but for the most part, especially recently, we have more of a direction that we follow with my videos that fits my aesthetic. So, you know, if I have an idea, then I can put it to them, be like, maybe we should use this and this. And we've done that before and it's turned out really great. But I think as well, it's nice to see what they come up with. Now that we have that direction, there's only certain things that will be picked. And again, I don't know, you know, everything about anime, so it's cool when they can make something with something I've never seen, and I think it keeps it from getting stale. It just broadens the options.
And what are some of your favorites, if you have any?
Dead Man Wonderland. Mm-hmm.
I've just been watching this past few days.
Good 12 episodes. Yeah, I wish they kept it going and followed the manga, but it is what it is. The Junji Ito collection, again, just because I love the manga, and Initial D, with my other one, because I like cars.
Tomorrow, you'll be releasing a new tape called Idol. What can you tell about it?
I really like making EPs as opposed to singles. So in 2019, I made an EP called Utopia. 2021, like earlier, I think it was February, I dropped an EP called Dystopia. So this is just almost an accidental third part to that. When I made the first one, I never meant to have a trilogy, but I enjoy that I can be more creative with, you know, four or five songs as opposed to just one. I like the idea of concepts, again, as opposed to just kind of putting a single out there, but I've been trying to find the right time to make EPs as opposed to just, you know, dropping EP and making it too much work.
So you aren't really thinking about dropping a longer LP or something like that, a full album?
I will, but again, it's something that, you know, I'd want to take, you know, 6 months, a year on and make perfect. So I think in the meantime, the happy medium is to just have EPs that just kind of follow, like these three EPs, this being the third one, will almost follow an idea, but it shows my progression throughout 2019, earlier this year, and then now. So I just like doing that for now, but I want to make an album. It just depends on, you know, when it's right.
So yeah, speaking about themes, looking at your lyrics and videos, there's a lot of imagery or even some personal stuff. Where does it come from? Where do you draw from when you're creating and writing?
I think just how I'm feeling. I think everyone just goes through similar emotions but to different extents, and it's just stuff that makes sense to me. But again, I take pride in my lyrics, and that's one of the things that I focus on, as opposed to just, you know, making music about anything. Like I said, I like kind of things that are more conceptual in nature, which I can show through EPs, and that's where I really enjoy the like continuity of lyrics.
Yes. Well, speaking about lyrics, do you have any favorite lines you wrote, like some realist stuff you wrote, or do you have any favorite songs of yours?
Favorite lyrics, not so much, because I think I like most of what I write, again, because I guess I take time with it. There's some things that, you know, from X amount of years ago that I might not like as a song, but in terms of like favorite songs, play this new EP. I really like that. I think it's an evolution in the direction that I've wanted to go. And I was lucky with the people who produced the EP, that they're Portland based as well, 33 Marrow. And we were able to just sit in a studio and make exactly what my vision was. So I think these are my favorite songs.
Yeah, I also think that's a good and healthy attitude towards creating, when your favorite material is like the newest stuff you put out. yeah. not something like older.
Exactly. I don't like a lot of my old music. It gets stale because I have to, like, for me, because you know, people might hear it for the first time and love it, but I've heard that song 50 times.
Mm.
So as soon as I kind of drop something, I like to just be focusing on the next thing and just moving forward.
Looking through your social media, I haven't noticed if you performed yet, but you said you did, or if you went on a tour. So you said you performed yet. Do you have any plans performing or going on a tour in the future?
Yeah, I've done a few performances, but then COVID kind of got in the way of everything. And then I was meant to play Las Vegas on the 24th with Hellhound, and they went and they killed it. But because of my visa issues, I was in Europe. But as soon as I get back, I think we're planning on going really heavy on that as soon as everything is fully open, and then being able to come out to Europe and just do the same thing. And
maybe
just,
to Slovenia.
Yeah, hopefully. I'd love to. That's definitely one of the main places that we're looking at, especially with Trash being here. It just makes sense.
Mm. And yeah, for the ending, I think it would be fair to say that your music targets a younger audience, a younger fan base, be it teenage or young adult. Do you try to convey any message to the youth, or do you just have any final words for our listeners?
I don't really try and portray anything in particular, or any messages. I just think, yeah, do what you want to do. I think that's the biggest thing. That's exactly what I've done. The same reason I started doing this instead of being in bands. As much as I love things like that, I just like doing things myself the way that I want them, and it's got me here so far. So that's probably the only advice I can give. I'm probably not the best person for advice. I've done a lot of stupid things, but you know, I've found freedom in just doing exactly what makes me happy, you know, when I want to, as long as it's not at the expense of other people, really.
Yeah, I think that's a nice mentality to have. This is all the time we got. Thank you very much for coming here. I'm looking forward to hearing more from you in the future, and I wish you all the best. To je bil Rapper 23. Hvala mu, da si vzel čas in prišel sem za intervju. Hvala tehnici Raketi, da je pofurala vso zadeva. Za konec pa bomo poslušali še dva komada 23-a, dva bangerja z plate Idol, ki izide jutr. Pesem Pieces in pa Where the Lights End. Počekajte mixtape, ko izide. Fajn bote. Čau.
Stop it and aiming at everything. I've been away in the hearse. Run with a blade in the back of the residence. Leave what I need and I know I deserve. I see a way to the end of it. Lost in a sedative, feeling like I'm going first. Under the surface alone with a skeleton. Silence is golden inside of the dirt. I really live it and bleed it. Y'all be up on it like leeches. Pray for it and get your team here. Visions that y'all get repeated. Take it or leave it, giving a reason. Watch as they all disappear with the season. Reaching forever, dreaming for a way out when I need it. I've been in pieces now.
searching for silence inside of the rain. Aim for the face, I see the violence of fame. Ruin my life for the same, fuck all the pain. See me, I'm falling away, level the stage. Hollow the grave, I need the space. Follow the way, sliding the frames. Where the light ends and I'm carving your name. Hollow tips up in a hooded round. Shooting to kill without any sound. Moving for nothing, not running out. Sever the ties and I'm never found. Follow the light as it's leading me down. Run for your life or get left in the ground. Dead in the night with nobody around.
See me, I'm leaving the knife in your mouth.
Falling from under the dirt, I know I'll never make. I'm stuck in the eye of the web. They want me dead for a second of silence. I know that you know where forever was left. Counting the steps, hang from a thread. Run where I'm headed when I see the edge. Never knew friends, I'm painting it red. Searching for silence inside of the rain. Aim for the face, I see the violence of fame. Ruin my life for the same, fuck all the pain. See me, I'm falling away, level the stage. Hollow the grave, I need the space. Follow the way, sliding the frames. Where the light ends and I'm carving your name.
Radio Student.